Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're listening to this on the day it came out and are currently in Melbourne with nothing to do this evening, why not let three handsome and stupid boys be your company tonight? For one night only, Plumbing the Death Star are doing a free gig at the Retreat Hotel in Brunswick this Monday, the 6th of June, starting at 7 p.m. You cannot buy tickets. There is limited seating, so arrive early, get yourself a feed, and park that fat ass front and center to enjoy some hot ropes of comedy straight from us to you. And then, when you catch up with a mate and want to tell them about the show, well, you can just snowball that comedy right back to them. And then they can do it to you, and then you can do it to them, and back and forth. Beautiful. So see you tonight at the Retreat Hotel in Brunswick at 7 p.m. Wear something warm and practical. It's Melbourne in the winter. It's most likely going to be cold and going to rain.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're asking the important questions like, how would your newspaper discredit the Spider-Man?
So we, we both went in for it. We're both eager.
J. Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah Jameson.
The big J-man.
Big J-man himself.
Trip J.
Yeah. I know all of him.
His newspaper, Daily Bugle.
That's so well.
Doing a pretty good job.
It's currently the number one primo newspaper if you want anti-Spider-Man articles.
If you're looking for a newspaper to talk shit about that guy. No better place to get it.
You go up to the bodega in New York, you say, hey, I'm a guy who hates Spider-Man. What could you recommend for me?
Oh my God.
Do I have the newspaper for you?
You ever heard of the Daily Bugle, or as I like to call it, Spider-Man
Daily?
This
sounds right up my alley.
Spider-Man, dumb fuck knows. That's the headline.
Well, here's the thing, and I think this is also where the question comes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
J. Jonah's approach getting a bit stale. Spider-Man or Spider-Menace?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're bored of it.
Yeah. Hero or villain?
Yeah. It's the Spider-Man No More cover, but it's me walking away with the Daily Bugle in the trash can.
Yawn.
Jackson not reading the Daily Bugle No More is what it's called.
Yeah. See, well, I'm thinking of, like, look, J. Jonah, like, he's kind of getting a bit old hat in terms of what he's sort of doing. Where he's like, is he menace?
Big time.
Blah, 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 blah. So if I was editing of, let's say, the Daily French Horn.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
isn't in French or about French horns at all. Sacre bleu.
And I'd be like, all right, okay, our approach to this is no one knows who this Spider-Man is.
True.
We don't know what he is. We don't know what he does for a living. We don't know anything about this person. Mm-hmm. However, what we do know is that he has a lot of free time to go out Spider-Manning. So what I want to do is I want to smear Spider-Man by making the claim that what is this rich individual
with
too much time, this trust fund baby who thinks that they can run around and destroy our city. Once again, the elite, the rich,
rich are taking on the little guys and making it harder and harder for us. Do you ever see Spider-Man hunting down white-collar crime? Do you ever see Spider-Man going after the people who are polluting our planet?
I don't.
Who are after the people who are committing tax
fraud? I've never seen any of this.
No. You know who he's going after? The humble person who's just trying to feed their family and get smacked over the hand because they're trying to get some bread.
Hey, I just want to double check.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, the city he's protecting is New York, yeah?
Yeah.
Poor Joel Zammert, best of luck with this.
Isn't it Jersey?
Hey, Joel, does Joel Zammert, does the Daily French Horn sound pro-crime to you?
It sounds both pro-crime and anti-wealthy people, which we mostly are.
Yeah.
I mean, there are poorer areas.
Oh, there's poorer areas.
You just get to distribute it there.
Unfortunately, do you know what poor areas don't buy?
Newspapers.
Well, they don't buy
specialist newspapers.
Yeah, they don't buy specialist newspapers.
Harassing Spider-Man. Yeah, that's true.
Going after him and discrediting him as maybe like one of the elite,
one of the
1%. 1%ers, almost kind of like a trust fund baby. Do you want your child to grow up to be this, putting himself in danger, being anti-cop maybe?
I don't know. Baby to grow up to be Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I think there's a chance that this newspaper turns... You ends up getting the support because Wall Street's there.
Yeah.
So, like, those guys will be like, he's just like us.
Spider-Man, we'd like to get you in the stock market.
Yeah. Well, which is kind of funny because Spider-Man is poor as shit and would hate this. So I feel like...
That's true.
Yeah, because I like the idea of, like, you know, making all these things and Spider-Man getting, or Peter Parker getting very mad.
It is easy to imagine him, like, sitting with, like, a sandwich on, like, the edge of a building, rolling up his mask, opening up the Daily French Horn. What the hell?
I'm not rich.
I'm not rich at all.
I wish I was fucking rich.
What the fuck is this?
I'm actually exceptionally poor right fucking now.
I can't afford rent. Spider-Man is probably living in the penthouse equivalent of like six different buildings. He's probably climbing in there and like, you know, rolling around in your bed without anyone even noticing. Well, Douche just scared me about the elite, so now I got to kind of make it a bit more
elated.
Yeah, I got to kind of turn and be like, I was thinking maybe we hate the rich, but no, we love the rich. So Spider-Man, who's probably spending too much of, like, you know, his money that, you know, he deserved because he was a trust fund kid and he needed it. He's spending all that hard-earned money that you did to be...
You did do that money. A crime fighter,
going out, dressing up in pajamas and spending all this money on high-tech gadgetry.
I just love the idea.
Think about, you built your business up from... You pulled yourself up by your bootstraps.
Here's
your piece of shit kid who's spending your hard-earned cash on garbage
I just
gadgets.
Love you, like, Spider-Man sleeping in your bed. The idea of coming home, my bedroom door's shut, and I'm, like, opening it really quickly, like, trying to catch it. I know you're here, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I am in my bed for warmth. Yeah.
I felt it. Yeah. I read it in the newspaper.
Checking my window.
Spider-Man.
Locked.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
This newspaper's made me too paranoid. I gotta unsubscribe.
Spider-Man can go wherever he wants. What's to say that he's not stealing from your fridge right now? What's to say that...
Turning around in my bedroom, going into
What's to say that he is not in your attic as we speak? One of them, freaks who's living in an attic.
You've made me scared of my own home. Newspaper's done.
It depends, though, because all it's going to take is one person to be like, hang on, is he rich or is he poor? Yeah.
Like, hang on, I'm one of the few people who's read two issues of the Daily French Horn.
This rich pervert who gets his jollies off from sleeping in your bed.
Keeps changing.
Rich pervert? Yeah. Oh, we're Wall Street. We love this guy.
Wait, we're rich, but we're not perverts. Come on.
Yeah, we're not perverts.
The public doesn't know about our pervasions, but...
Well, then, do you know what happens? Yeah. If the rich are worried that you're exposing the rich perverts, the rich are coming after you. You've personally made a very strong enemy.
How do I toe this line?
I get both the rich and the poor to hate him whilst also insinuating he is rich and or poor?
Every issue of the Daily French Horn has a different story to tell about Spider-Man.
Keeps pivoting depending on what the editor was like. Have you thought about this? Shit.
We gotta stop releasing our issues without even thinking about it first. It's also so funny when you imagine these are coming out on the same day.
Yeah.
Morning edition, Spider-Man's rich.
The late edition.
How dare he? Late edition. No, no, actually.
He's poor and he's stealing from the rich.
Yeah. But not he's not stealing from you per se. He's just, maybe one of your kids.
Evening edition. He's a pervert.
Spending your
midnight
money.
Edition, but that's good. I'm sitting in my house, paranoid, scared to leave, all the newspapers spread around me. Spider-Man's stealing my fucking eggs.
Spider-Man's gonna steal my eggs and fuck my sandwich.
Holy shit.
Got a that sandwich was for me to fuck.
Yeah, my fucking sandwich on the bench.
He better not fuck
just eyeballing it. I'm so scared to fuck it, because, like,
what if he's in there?
He's in the sandwich.
What if he gets mad at me because I fucked his fucking sandwich? Yeah. But it was my fucking sandwich.
If I know that Ant-Man exists in this world, I'm scared Spider-Man might also have that power, and that's why they call him Spider-Man.
Yeah. He could be in the sandwich. I don't want to accidentally fuck Spider-Man to death.
He'll kill me. Yeah. I fuck Spider-Man to death, Spider-Man will kill me.
The moment my penis enters between the slice of ham and lettuce, Spider-Man grabs me by the foreskin, and with his unimaginable strength, he pile drives me behind him. Ruining the sandwich and my penis.
Circumcised and lunch is ruined at the same time.
You wouldn't know what was going on. You'd be like, I've been betrayed by my fucking sandwich. I always knew this day would come.
Oh, no.
They told me not to fuck my lunch, and I said, what's the worst that could happen? And they knew. They knew this would happen to me.
Yeah. Pure comeuppance from the sandwich.
I guess you've got to kind of figure out, like, what's the audience of the people that I'm trying to convince to hate Spider-Man? Because, like,
New York.
Yeah. New York is so diverse place. I need to be like, are we going after you got a couple of plays here. You can either go after people who are a bit more like, say, further left, the progressives, and you can kind of aim for that to be like, what we could simply do is try and maybe make own several newspapers.
Well, yeah, I was
going
to say.
Have different narratives. So one, you got like, the piece of shit 1%, and you got one being like, you're... Due to the fact that you've probably sent your kid to college and he's learning far liberal ideas, and now he's probably, using your hard-earned money to dress up like a Spider-Man.
Are you saying my son is Spider-Man?
Yeah. Like the fear of like...
what if your son goes out one night and becomes Spider-Man?
Yeah,
is it bad to be Spider-Man, newspaper?
Well, it's because they're spending your money.
To do what?
Buy Spider-Man gadgets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so then it's just like, you don't
think this newspaper that answers my questions. I like Joel Zammit's move now, which is to own
several newspapers.
A media corporation,
well,
I guess.
A media empire
built on the back of hating Spider-Man.
Yeah. Look at a few different,
one
individual who owns a lot of, say, media operations in this country and others. But he has they have a different approach because you're like, maybe I'll read this newspaper or that. And it's like, but it's all variations on the theme. It's like, it's all variations on a theme here of like, fuck Spider-Man and your stupid eye. But one, if we're going to be like, okay, we're going to be appealing to progressives being like, how dare this like 1%er be punching us in the face? Mm. Or, we're trying to, appeal to maybe the 1%ers and be like, where do you get that money from? Is he a trust fund baby or is he perhaps maybe a dirt poor person who's stealing from you?
I think.
And then maybe we'll go for a Daily Mail where we're going like, he's a pervert.
If the bar we set for this is if you're doing better than the Daily Bugle or not, knowing that you have had to buy like multiple newspapers to get your message across.
Well, it depends which one I'm going for. Because
I think Zammit's failing is not necessarily that he's had to buy this media empire. It's that he didn't make the decision beforehand.
That's the thing. The thing is, I had one, and then JD threw a big spatter in my works about like, the 1% of the buying. I'm like, fuck.
New York's a hard place for a smear campaign. At least a successful one.
Mm. Mm. I'm just like, weird, because like, there's three options here. You can go with the whole like a rag thing. Which is like he's making up stories, be like he's a big pervert and he's probably in your bed stealing your eggs and fucking your fucking kids.
Or you
can kind of be like, he could be any one of your kids and like he's learning all these like liberal progressive ideas and he's spending your hard earned money.
I look on the newspaper and I see these are every single one of these newspapers is from Joel Zammit Proprietary
Limited. Well, that's why,
and I'm like, hang on a sec.
But then also, like, how are you going to say, So, I understand that you're trying to be like...
trying to hit all those markets.
At least with the Daily Bugle, they have photos of Spider-Man in compromising situations where they can be like, he did this! Where if you're saying, if you send your kids to college,
they will become
Spider-Man, and Spider-Man is radicalized left.
That's a wonderful thing about, you don't necessarily need these bitches in this current day and age. You just need opinion pieces.
Yeah, but like, what do you write? How are you, what's your argument there? Because if I've seen Spider-Man just like flying around stopping crime, how are you...
Well, he's scared. I guess he's it's trying to make me think.
Yeah.
He's trying to make me go into my son's bedroom and be like, hey, Timmo. Hey, Timmo, it's your dad.
Yeah.
You think about becoming Spider-Man or whatever?
Spider-Man?
I've been reading the daily, the many different editions of the French horn or whatever.
The French horn, the daily clarinet, the weekly harp.
Yeah, they're very musical-based, but they're not about music.
No.
Yeah. And they seem to think you're going to become Spider-Man, are you? No. That's insane.
I think you should join the army.
Yeah,
I think join the army will stop you becoming Spider-Man.
Timbo, you should join the army.
That's the goal.
Maybe I'll join the army too. Get out of New York.
Yeah, appealing to the one. Because you've got to be smearing Spider-Man like that because you're going like, who's Spider-Man going
after?
The
energy you've got at the moment and how much you're thinking. It's so funny to imagine you in a board meeting with this being like, we can do this. Okay. We can smear him this way. And well, maybe this
Well, look,
I
was happy to go. Like, I had the whole plan of him being like, we just say he's a trust fund baby and smear him that way. You, JD, threw that like a spanner in that works. Yeah.
Don't forget
like,
about Wall Street and that New York's rich.
Yeah. So I was like, I guess I consume too much leftist media. Good point.
Now
I'm pivoting.
Does your newspaper publish, is there anything else in these newspapers?
Well, of course, if it's any newspaper, then like I assume the Daily Bugle also publishes articles.
Yeah.
They aren't just about Spider-Man. This is right now how we're discrediting Spider-Man.
Would you run a newspaper.
Yeah. Like, I'd include the weather, sports, entertainment,
general
what's happening
news.
Around town. Hey, an astronaut became a wolf. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know, these things that happen in the world. Did you see other stuff that's been going on? What's this, like, beautiful person hanging out with this garbage Spider-Man for? I don't understand what's going on.
Funny to be like, oh, my God, astronaut's back and they're a wolf. Now, but fuck Spider-Man.
Yeah,
who cares about that?
I'm about this werewolf who is also an astronaut. More about
is Spider-Man your front page piece? Is it your front every issue?
No, it can't be every issue. Surely it's not even every issue of the Daily Bugle, right?
No.
Yeah, so it has to be the occasional.
I'm just wondering if I was a reader of one of your many newspapers, how annoyed I would be if I didn't care about the Spider-Man issue.
Again, if we're going to what I think the easiest one to go to. As much as I would like the idea of Spider-Man getting shitty at a magazine because I'm not rich. As funny as that would be, pivoting towards like a Daily Mail where I'm just lying and making a scandal. Like, did you hear that, Spider-Man likes to break into your house and rub his little dick and nuts all over your ceiling fans?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, what a pervert. And then, like, here's an artist rendition of this. I'm like, oh, my God, Spider-Man's
pervert.
If they drew it, it's true.
If they drew it, it might as well be a photo.
Exactly.
And if it's a photo, then it happened.
And so,
dismantle my ceiling fan because it's fucking tainted now.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn it on and get showered with Spider-Man's dick grease.
Yeah. Because it'll be so greasy.
It'll be so fucking greasy.
Are you seeing that suit? Oh, there's so much grease on that fucking suit. I'd be making up like all kind of like bullshit about the superhero community. It'd be so the easiest one you could do.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Okay.
Making a newspaper where you're not only just talking shit about Spider-Man, but talking shit about the entire superhero community.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting, like, blasted. I'm dead. I'm a dead.
Where
does Punisher live?
who does not care about taking human lives, takes your human life.
Yeah. I'm not a mob boss, so you might not kill me.
Well, he might not.
No, but it depends, because if your newspaper made enough of a racket to turn on the superhero community whilst also discrediting Spider-Man, who Punisher... I mean, they're not friends.
No,
but
he's
like,
really a friend of Frank Castle.
Yeah. But I think there'd be people
that
would...
That's his one friend.
Well, I was just thinking, basically the same, just straight up libel. I'm just gonna tell lies about Spider-Man.
Daily Bugle does that because he can't really defend himself because to sue for libel, he would have to be like, I'm this guy.
But I also want to set up like fake photographs, Spider-Man beating the shit out of me.
Oh,
I want to get like a guy dressed as Spider-Man to hit me with a bat in the street.
Yeah.
So I can be like, oh my God, did everyone see this?
Mm.
And then the guy dressed as Spider-Man runs away.
Well,
maybe I get a guy dressed as Spider-Man to shoot me in the leg.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, people will be like, well, did he set that up? And then other people will be like, you'd have to be crazy to get to shoot yourself in the
thigh.
Well,
the only thing is, if you're doing all of that, presumably you're doing that for witnesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone dressed as Spider-Man, you're going to be able to tell pretty quickly.
What do you mean?
Well, because
he's not flipping away.
Yeah, he's not flipping
away.
He runs away.
He's Spider-Man. We just set up.
Oh, no, Spider-Man's running away. But look after me. I got shot by Spider-Man. Yeah. So what you're doing though is like are making events to where this happens. But you need to just have the photos, not the video.
Well, I think the events are important too.
Because I was like, with J. Jonah is maybe a bit kind of like when he looks at a picture, he'll be a bit more like, you know, be like, oh, is this good? Is this bad? Mm. I don't know. I don't think I'll be like that. I think I'll be like, print it. No matter what, you know, be
print
like,
every photo.
But be like, I don't know if this is actually the actual Spider-Man. Because if someone sends me in a picture of like, hey, this is Spider-Man, look at his little dick and nuts on the ceiling fan, I'd be like, we're printing that.
Blur out
his dick and nuts and be like, oh, you could just get other pictures of Spider-Man and blur things out strategically and be like, look at him with his cock.
Oh, no, I still think I'm going with setting up fake Spider-Man attack.
Okay, oh, you can tell. You do that. Yeah. I'll do the fake doctored pictures.
Great. I'll find out where Spider-Man isn't. Go there, set up a fake incident where Spider-Man hits me with his car. That's a good one. If Spider-Man hits me with his car, he can just drive off and nobody will be like,
but then you have his car, a license plate.
No, you know, we take off the plates. It's plateless.
So Joel Zammett's media empire, he's getting closer to just making up events and putting fake photos.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to your...
What are you?
Spider-Man, fake Spider-Man attack.
I'm releasing a pamphlet.
Okay. He's like, are you a YouTuber?
It's called The Jackson Truth. That's the name of the pamphlet.
A YouTube channel is pretty good.
I also have, a YouTube channel.
Okay,
so here's
immediately a problem.
Yeah.
So you're doing violent acts in public.
Yeah.
You know who might interfere?
That's why we find out where Spider-Man isn't.
What do you mean where Spider-Man isn't?
Well, we set up a separate crime, okay?
Because if you know where Spider-Man isn't, then surely other people know where Spider-Man is, so then you could be like, this happened.
Who's the guy driving the car? If there's two Spider-Mans, I guess. I don't know.
All I know is I got hit by a car.
I'm sitting here, my legs got tire marks over them. Are you telling me that wasn't Spider-Man that hit me?
Well,
fucking sure looked like him.
We saw Spider-Man flipping around like
I've never seen Spider-Man drive a car. I saw him stop that other crime. He couldn't have got here in time.
What? Then who was in the car? It looks like Spider-Man to me.
A guy dressed in a bad Spider-Man outfit.
Well, then we find out when Spider-Man's off-world or in another city.
You gotta wait for a while, but hang on.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it in the long run.
So he'd be like, he's just off-city.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Well, I don't know who that guy is. This guy who just ran me down in a cement mixer or whatever. That's fucking, looks like Spider-Man to me.
Once again, Spider-Man, apart from attacking this one individual man, Spider-Man has never driven a car into someone else.
Are you hiring crisis actors or are you the one doing it the whole time?
No, it's always me. I don't have the money to hire a crisis actor. Are you kidding me?
So after three attacks, I'll be like, okay, this guy's either clearly a villain or this isn't happening.
Yeah, it's not happening or...
I'm a villain.
Well, he's
no
a villain.
One's
I'm a bad guy. I've robbed banks, but I haven't, so I'm not going to go to jail.
But then I'm like, well, no,
publishing that?
If anyone asks on the street why Spider-Man's beating the shit out of me, I say it's because I previously robbed a bank, but I don't have the money anymore.
So you... Which bank?
I just name a random bank I know. A bank I go to.
Would you be... Would you then be like... harassed by cops because they're like, chances are in this New York, that bank was probably robbed at one point.
Where's the money, officers?
No, well, here's the thing.
You're admitting.
But then also, no one cares. Spider-Man's beating you up if you robbed the bank.
Yeah, good even.
Well, what if he's shooting me with a gun? People might care about that then, or running me down with his car.
I robbed the bank.
And then people are like, when has Spider-Man ever used
money?
A gun?
Where's his
I don't know, but he's doing it now. This is just the car argument again.
When
do you not believe your own eyes?
What did you?
No, I do believe my own eyes. That guy's not Spider-Man.
What did you do with the money?
I lost it. I forgot where I put it.
What do you mean you lost it?
I mean I had it, and then
I
got
arrest.
Distracted.
Yeah.
Where's the what for? What?
You're admitting to robbing a bank.
Under arrest, you could just be like questioned. But as a viewer or reader of this pamphlet, where's your money? And I now want to maybe find this money.
No, well here's the thing. Jackson's like, I robbed Spider-Man. Hates me because I robbed the bank, but I forgot where I put the money. That's still a crime, and you're admitting to robbing a bank.
But then they checked the CCTV footage, and I didn't.
Yeah, there's no crime. He's lying about a crime.
Which is, I think...
I can say, I don't know, I murdered you 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm admitting to it now, but you're alive
so
still.
So your quest... Okay, so your plan... And then they checked the CCTV footage, like, the bank wasn't robbed this day.
This bank has never been robbed before.
Go back to you and be like, that bank wasn't robbed that day.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I better let me go.
I'm not.
What's your plan?
What do you mean? I like go back out in the street, do it again.
Do what again?
Get hit by a car.
But if I'm not the police or anything like that, I'm just either a concerned viewer, and maybe I'll do my own research.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that
bank
was
never.
Well,
then you're not the market audience for my pamphlet.
And maybe I
so
question
who is
you.
The market audience?
The kind of person who won't do their research.
So, in the pamphlet you're writing, Spider-Man hates me because I robbed a bank,
no.
But I'm innocent because I don't know where I put the money.
No.
Fuck Spider-Man, he hit me with
his
car.
In my pamphlet, I say, Spider-Man hit me with his car, and I have a photograph of it. And I say, what a piece of shit. And then if the cops ask me, or anybody questions me further, I say, well, yeah, I'm a bad guy. I'm the bankler. I rob
the bankler.
Yeah. I rob banks. And then the police capture me. Uh-huh. They say, we hear you're the bankler.
Capture you makes it sound like there was any kind of
you
effort.
You ran.
They capture me. They bring me in for questioning. Uh-huh. Are you the bankler? Yes. What do? I rob banks. Where's the money? I don't have the money. Check the CCTV footage. I didn't rob a bank. They let me back out in the street. I keep releasing the pamphlet.
Although you could be an easy fall guy.
Sure. For who?
For the bank. It's not for the bank. For the cops. Because if I'm a cop in New York, where a lot of crime is obviously happening because of super fuckers.
Yeah.
And I've got this guy being like, I'm the bankler. I rob all the banks. I'm like, you know what we could really do?
Arrest the bankler.
We could arrest the bankler and actually put this on, like, you know, make sure the news people are there. And we can be like, he's has all those unsolved crimes that we don't know.
Every time somebody robbed a bank, but we couldn't identify
that.
That was
the
probably
bankler.
The guy named the bank.
Probably the bankler.
Who keeps saying he robs banks?
So we're going to arrest him and pin all these crimes on him. And
you probably go to jail
closed.
For 50 years.
One day, nobody's out there handing out the pamphlet anymore. My
you were defending yourself.
Your Honor. Winking.
Wink. Or I didn't do it. Where's the footage? Come on.
Show me the footage.
Show me the footage of me in the bank.
Having to toe that line between I didn't do it, but I did do it, so
also,
that you can still publish the...
He starts saying, I didn't do it, wink,
well,
or
but then
I
also,
did do it, wink.
You said you're robbing a bank that you go to, so there'd be footage of you in the bank.
I'm not robbing it, I'm just getting out $100 or whatever.
So as you can see, Your Honor, he was scoping out the place before he could actually rob it. And now you can see he's gloating. He's probably going to the bathroom to rub one out.
Your Honor, I just was in there to get $100 out because I needed $100. I haven't robbed nothing. Check my house. Check my pockets.
Uh-huh. So you have never robbed a... Because I'm reading this pamphlet here.
Well, I've never robbed a bank. Wink.
So your pamphlet... You don't need to have robbed a bank.
No, I don't say in the pamphlet that I've robbed a bank.
Which means you don't need to tell anyone you've robbed a
bank.
But
apparently people are like, why is Spider-Man attacking you? So when they ask that,
but why
I
wouldn't
say,
you just say, I'm an innocent man? Because that looks worse for Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man's beating up a bank robber, I'm like, yeah, okay, fair enough. He might. That's robbing a bank. Could very easily be a violent crime.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I pivot.
Okay. See, you got to pivot a lot.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pivot.
Sometimes you do.
Actually, I'm an innocent man.
Uh-huh.
But Spider-Man just hates me, I guess.
Okay.
Mm.
Do you do anything?
No.
That's so crazy.
I'm just walking along the street. Spider-Man comes by in his car.
And he's driving a car.
He is driving
wow.
a car.
What kind of car was it?
I can't recall. I was hit. I was too.
But you got photos of him meeting you with the car.
I do.
So we can see the car. Make and model?
Yeah, someone else took a photo of the car.
Can we see it? I'm an investigative journalist. I'm going to try and find this.
You should take that to the police.
I'm going to try and find this. Because I reckon if with this make and model, we can find out who Spider-Man is.
I think it's probably. Can I make a phone call?
Yeah, okay.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Over the years, our beautiful and talented artist Nathan Davis has created stellar artwork far greater than the utter bullshit it's been associated with. And for 10 years, we've been occasionally badgered with comments like, "Hey, this artwork is great. I'd love to have this as the background on my phone." Or, "Man, this looks really cool. It sure would be neat to have that as my desktop, if only it was available somewhere." And, "Come on, guys, you have the artwork. It's right there. It shouldn't be this hard." Well, do I have some good news for you? For at least a dollar, you can download the perfect desktop wallpaper for your computer or that little Google machine you've got there right from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, and click the downloads icon. We've currently got several wallpaper packs available, but do check back often as I'm sure we'll add more, maybe in a further 10 years. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and click that downloads icon.
Hey, Dave. Fucking dumped a car. They're fucking octopus. Probably burned the suit too, okay? Don't burn it. Take it back to the costume shop. Gotta get the deposit back, Dave.
You put your name.
You hide it from a deposit.
You hide it.
We're in such fucking trouble. Throw the gun in the river.
Thanks for shooting me, Dave, though. I appreciate
They're
it.
They're asking me so many questions. Yeah, you crumbled after like the smallest pressure.
What type of car was it? Excuse me a second. Dave, oh my fucking God.
Dave, I'm throwing the
pamphlet in the dam.
Dave, you gotta leave the country. Dave, okay, Dave. Get out of here quickly because I'll take you down too.
Dave, we're fucked. We're so fucked.
I don't know what they're gonna do to us. They're gonna break my legs, I think.
Dave, okay, Dave,
this guy's looking like he's gonna break my fucking legs.
They're gonna take my kids away. Dave, you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta run.
Dave, come pick me up. Come pick me up in like an hour.
You gotta go.
We gotta get out of the country.
I gotta go. The airport, Dave. I booked this a flight for 2 hours, Dave. It's a one-way
ticket.
What
are the fake names? Jan Krinsman.
Dave, I paid a guy for the new identities. I panicked, so you're Jan Krinsman. And my name is Chair. I'm sorry, Chem.
I'm Chair, and you're Dave Krinsman, all right? You understand, Dave?
I mean, Jews...
I'm
starting now. I've got to use
Mr. Crinsman. Okay. I'll see you at the airport in 2 hours.
Yeah. I'll see you soon, Chair.
Okay, great. You can check out the kind of car.
Run the make and model.
I'd run the make and model. Yeah, if you would like to, sure. Anyway, it's been lovely meeting you. I have to go.
The hospital.
I have to go to hospital anyway. I've been Chair. I mean, Jack. I mean, Jackson.
Could you just say his name with Chair? Straight away.
Chad, did you say your name was? That's an unusual name.
Maybe I'm not Chair yet. I'm actually just Jackson.
Yeah,
you're not Chair yet.
What do you mean you're not Chair yet?
I mean.
Do you need to make another call?
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I might need to make another call.
All right, Chair or Jackson.
Hey, Chair, or whatever your name was. I'm going to get new fake names and pull our couple. Okay, I'll figure something else out. I got to call up the airport. That's why we don't go to the airport. They're going to be looking for a guy named Chair. Crinsman or whatever your name was. Fair enough.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do well.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'd really fare there.
And the end goal is just Spider-Man crime. Yeah, that's all you've done. You've just published photos of Spider-Man fighting crime.
Yeah. The most you might get is someone being like, "Did you hear Spider-Man hit someone with their car?" And then someone being like, No, he didn't. Oh.
Did you hear Spider-Man hit someone with his chair?
What? The stories become confused. Spider-Man hit someone with his chair, or Spider-Man's real name is Chair? I don't really know.
Yeah, Spider-Man went back to wrestling and grabbed a chair from the audience and hit Sting.
I think Spider-Man hit Sting with a chair.
Yeah. Almost got like the Mr. Soccer by Mankind.
Yeah.
But he avoided it by doing a flip.
Oh, where'd you read that? Some pamphlet.
Something I found.
I subscribe to a terrible, terrible YouTube channel. Hasn't uploaded in months.
I saw the link written on the toilet truck stop. Wall.
For a good time, watch, and then the URL. Thought it would suck me off, but no. A YouTube video.
Yeah. Well, my way to discredit the Spider-Man, very straightforward.
Okay.
Just take photos, like normal photos of Spider-Man, and then just slightly Photoshop it so it looks like that while he's fighting crime, he's pissed his pants.
That's very good.
Because Spider-Man will want to argue that no, he hasn't pissed his pants while he's doing crime, fighting crime. But you also don't want to come out and be like, I didn't piss my pants, because then it sounds like you pissed your pants.
Yeah. That's the trick of pissing your pants. Or even looking like it. No matter what you say.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man is quick and in motion all the time and he's wearing blue pants, you see enough photos of Spider-Man always pissing his pants while he's fighting crime, you start looking at Spider-Man being like,
did he piss his pants?
I think he has pissed his pants.
You're in a burning building and Spider-Man comes to save you. Like, oh, hang on. I just going, you pissed your pants recently?
I can smell smoke and maybe a bit of piss.
Mr. Piss Man, I'm going to take the stairs.
Don't touch me.
I'll be okay, piss pants. And especially if you print the article not as an attack, but you're just like, hey, the Douche Times or whatever, we've noticed Spider-Man pissed his pants.
Not even that. You could just be like, photo of Spider-Man doing like whatever. Like, you could be like, oh, Spider-Man saves people from a burning building, but you look at the picture, he's pissed his pants.
Then like later on, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks after just running photos where it looks like Spider-Man's pissed his pants in pretty much all of the photos. Occasionally I publish on just like normal
photo,
But I'd be like, it's come to our attention that Spider-Man seems to, due to the adrenaline of fighting crime, seems to urinate within his costume. So just run it like a fact piece.
Incontinence is a thing that does affect, one in eight Americans, and like, you know, have some stats on it, but there's nothing to be ashamed about.
And then, I mean, like, Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, worst case scenario for me is he just becomes the face of pissing your pants. That's good for me anyway.
Yeah. What we could then do is he could Photoshop it in a way where it looks like he's wearing diapers under his
That's good.
Like
can we explore how Spider-Man becoming the face of pissing your pants is good for you?
It's good for me.
How do you benefit?
Well, I mean, it means that like
Spider-Man sitting there with an adult diaper ad deal or whatever, and you're like, this is what I wanted.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a city where Spider-Man becomes the. Okay, if I roll in and I'm like, hey guys, I got a new job.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid for it, but I am the spokesperson for pissing your pants.
Well, okay. Is he the spokesperson for pissing his pants? Is Spider-Man going on TV and being like, hey, I pissed my pants, and then nothing else?
Yeah.
I pissed my pants. It's a thing I do.
Because for Spider-Man to do that, he'd have to give his identity up because he had to get paid. So, yeah.
Well, yes, yeah, he becomes the face of pissing his pants.
I mean, he'd become a meme, I guess.
But then if you... Yeah, well, that's...
also good for
you. Got him too. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
discrediting him.
Yeah. That's true. Or am I like, what a brave hero that even though he puts himself in this humiliating situation, i.e. pissy pants, he still goes into those burning buildings and he still saves all those lives.
Yeah.
I'm also discrediting other newspapers by doing that because I will then infer that...
hiding the piss pants. Piss gas. That's what's going to happen.
Not one of my beautiful tabloids would lean hard into it, being like, yeah, the piss pervert Spider-Man.
We've always said this. Check our most recent, don't check the most recent issue, only read this one.
Yeah, check our most recent Midnight Edition.
Yeah, read the one you're reading now and that's it. Yeah.
Spider-Man's pissing his pants and he's whatever they say he is.
Spider-Man is currently pissing his pants in your bedroom whilst looking at your old photo album of you in embarrassing photos that your parents took.
And then there's just, you just cut to the street corner I would normally be on and it's just empty. Because I'm either in jail or abroad.
Yeah. Have you checked your bedroom or bed currently for Spider-Man pisses?
Are you sure that the piss you're currently pissing is not Spider-Man's piss?
You'd never know.
When outside today, feel a drop of rain, look up. You sure that's not Spider-Man's piss leaking out of his pants?
Yeah.
Then you can start, for the perverts, selling Spider-Man piss on the side.
Yeah.
And maybe Spider-Man does the same thing. He is broke.
Fewer Spider-Man pisses.
Yeah.
Get a little jar for yourself.
As he lands, he's like, hey, I'm going to save you. Also, $10 a pop. You want some of my piss?
Maybe he starts pissing his pants just to...
Yeah. Maybe it's easier for Spider-Man to piss his pants than deny it.
Yeah.
And then you're just telling the truth.
Yeah. But then I'm the guy that goes down in history. Well, I wouldn't know. No one else would know this, but I would always know this, that I would be the guy.
It'd be the kind of thing you told your grandkids.
Yeah.
Like, you know that Spider-Man you adore?
Yeah.
You know how he's famous for pissing his pants?
Yeah.
I did that.
Grandpappy did that.
I made him
I made Spider-Man
pants.
The face of pissing your pants.
I love so much. He's not the face of adult diapers.
No.
He's not the face of incontinence.
No. He's the face of pissing your own pants.
What if it becomes cool? What if everybody starts pissing their pants to be like the hero Spider-Man?
What if everyone, the city of New York becomes the bus in Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Imagine me in that situation as I watch as the city I am part of rapidly adopts a joke that I published to make fun of this one guy. Mm.
As you walk through a pissy New York, you're like, the impact I have had,
Is this good for me?
Yeah. I'm scared to sit in any...
The city stinks like piss now, but...
Yeah.
I've debased the entirety of New York City.
I've
taken this down. I mean, I become a villain from that point onwards because I've done it. I'm like, I run this town. They don't know it yet, but...
Yeah. I made this town wet themselves.
Yeah.
Not out of fear, but out of pride.
I have tricked the entirety of New York City into thinking that they can just piss their pants.
Yeah.
People come to New York to piss their pants.
Yeah.
Here, this is the piss city. I'm here to piss.
The people of New York City piss their pants because of blank.
Yeah.
But now I will give them something, like a reason for them to really piss themselves would be your speech. But you got to find that blank.
Well, and I also don't know what Dusha wants because he's got his goal.
Yeah.
Retire early.
Yeah, retire early. My newspaper's probably making a lot of money if I've inspired an entire city to piss their pants.
Well, what else? Is your newspaper now a piss pants newspaper?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Then I've become the one.
No.
You've become the face of pissing your pants.
You've become the Piss Pervert Weekly.
Yeah.
I've become the face of Spider-Man becoming the face of pissing your pants.
Yeah.
Making me, in fact, the face of pissing your pants.
Yeah. Spider-Man, as he pisses his pants, laughs at you because he had the true victory.
Yeah. Do you think that...
But then I'm not pissing my pants.
But then you're the freak.
Yeah.
In the world of piss pants, the man who doesn't piss his pants is the freak.
But it's not the world, it's just the city.
In the city of piss pants.
Here's what happens. Mm-hmm. I move slightly out of New York. I move to fucking
New Jersey. Yeah.
I just keep publishing the newspaper for New York. And then from New Jersey.
Are you telling me that the trends from New York wouldn't keep going to New Jersey?
And then spread? New York's the culture capital of the world.
You're telling me I go to Milan next. I'm taking over the world. Pissing their pants is in.
The entire world pisses its pants, dude.
I've destroyed Earth.
As a retrospective.
Yeah.
Looking into this, maybe like, you know, 10 years from now, when humanity started pissing their pants again, it'd be like, where did this start? And like tracing it back to this one, like surely
Spider-Man would get the credit for it, but really it was me for photoshopping those photos.
Yeah, tracing it back to them. But by then you'd pay this like, hang on a second, this picture here, and then you get this picture here. You would understand it in like if you're doing a deep delve, like this was photoshopped. This was photoshopped.
And this one man.
You'd be like, the world is a lie.
Our world is a lie. And I think it was created because of this piss pervert, the editor in chief of this magazine, Joel Dush.
Yeah, he kept requesting Photoshop pictures of Spider-Man pissing his pants.
That was his kink, right?
Yeah, I guess he was getting off on it.
I come out and I say, I'm not getting off on it. Just thought it was very funny.
That's what everyone who would be getting off on it would say.
No, they wouldn't. They were denying
this is exactly what you would argue about pissing your pants, because if you came out and said, I don't piss my pants, they'd be like, you piss your pants.
Yeah, that's true. If you're like, how many times have I said I don't get off on being tiny?
Yeah.
And you'll never believe it. The amount of times you say, I don't get off on pissing my pants.
But in a world where everyone pisses their pants, if people think I get off on people pissing their pants, they probably just think I'm the happiest man on earth.
Well, they do.
And it probably isn't embarrassing anymore because everybody's pissing their pants.
Yeah.
In a world where everybody pisses your pants, if you're the man who's aroused by that, you got the biggest boner.
That's a famous philosophical saying of the time.
So, yeah, you go down as the greatest piss pervert there.
The most chubbed up man in history. The man who changed the entire world.
I guess nobody's really thinking about Spider-Man anymore, are they?
Yeah. I've made him irrelevant.
Yeah, everyone's being like, New York smells bad.
I wish the world didn't smell like piss anymore. That would be awesome.
Well, there's nothing I can do to stop it. And then as you piss your pants.
Yeah. That's funny because Spider-Man probably, like, he just started pissing his pants, you know, to fit in or whatever.
Yeah, he found out he was the face of pissing your pants.
Yeah, but like this would, he would blame himself, I think, for what had happened to the world.
Yeah.
And he tried and stop it.
Well, which means that I defeated Spider-Man because he caused a great evil.
I guess.
I beat Spider-Man with a simple, quick 5-minute Photoshop. I made irreversible damage to the entire world, which Spider-Man would reflect on and blame himself for.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose you won. It's a kind of you won, but at what cost situation, you know?
Yeah, I think if we combined a lot of our ideas into like sort of that one idea, except we just kind of disregard Jackson's idea, I think we're onto a winner.
Now if we're combining all the ideas but disregarding Jackson's idea, it's just publish mine 6 times.
Yeah.
You just have to change why he's pissing his pants.
Yeah.
He's pissing his pants because he's rich.
He's pissing his pants because
he's a pervert.
He's poor, a pervert.
Yeah. Doesn't respect you. Hates Wall Street.
You can incorporate my idea. We just have Dave piss his pants.
Actually, we have all these pictures of Spider-Man actually pissing his pants.
I just filmed Dave and it's like a video of me and it's like you hear the tail end of me saying, all right, go. Go. And then Dave pisses his pants and I'm like, whoa, Spider-Man's pissing his pants.
Well, this is really full on to actually see in person.
This is crazy and true.
Dave, wave at the camera.
Dave, turn toward me. Piss harder. It's just a little dribble, Dave.
Dave, don't look at me. Look at past me.
I'm not even here, okay? I'm not even here. But you are here. Don't talk. You sound nothing like Spider-Man.
Cut.
Why did he upload this? I don't know how to edit. That's all that it says underneath.
The caption. Yeah. So, yeah, I think, we've got like a pretty decent smear campaign going. We've got Dave wedding himself for YouTube. You've got you just subtly being like, just posting pictures of Spider-Man being like, maybe you're not even suggesting it. My rag picks that up and runs with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Then your rag is like, it's completely fine.
There's nothing wrong with pissing your pants. Cool.
Nothing wrong
you're posting
with
facts.
Your pants.
You're posting this. Our rag becomes somewhat villainized because we're calling him a piss pervert.
But that's part of the plan.
But that's part of the plan. And then we enter piss from there, world. And then we enter
piss. And then, the world becomes piss.
Yeah. Because
when everyone's pissing their pants, no one is.
Yeah.
And then the man who doesn't piss his pants is truly the man who does piss. Huh.
In a world where everyone pisses their pants, the man who doesn't piss his pants has pissed his pants.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Spider-Man has been a pants pisser.
Yeah.
The face of pissing your pants.
Yeah, the face of pissing your pants.
Finally, we defeated Spider-Man.
I think we took him down.
Take notes, lizard.
Want to hear more of this nonsense, but you're on a budget? For $5 a month, not only will you be helping support the show, but you'll get 2 bonus episodes a month. We've teamed up with Acast Plus to give you the Plumbing Sampler, a sneaky extra Plumbing the Death Star episode, and What If?, where we look at the important questions asked by our good friend Marvel Comics back in 1977 and do our best to answer them. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar or click the link in the show notes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.